Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Aldis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Boozer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Boozer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burton takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aldis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boozer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Burton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Callison is 0-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Callison reaches second base with a double. Taylor moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sievers is 0-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Demeter is 0-1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball towards right. Brock catches it and throws to home to double up Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Aldis fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rojas is 0-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aldis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Aldis is 0-1 in the game. Aldis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wine is 0-1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boozer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boozer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth bunts in front of the plate. Oldis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ellsworth moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellsworth moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellsworth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Roy Seavers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Cookie Rojas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aldis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aldis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Aldis reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine is walked intentionally. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boozer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boozer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Burton scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oldis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oldis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oldis for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.